From the prophet Jeremiah of our Old Testament reading, thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. You who are loved by God and called to be his saints, grace, mercy, and peace be yours this day in Christ Jesus. Amen. Your friends in Christ, imagine you receive a letter in the mail promising you an incredible prize, maybe a vacation, a new car, or even a large sum of money, just for entering a simple contest years ago that you can't even remember signing up for in the first place. The prize is too good to be true, and deep down, you know it. There's something about the promise that seems a little too perfect, too easy. You wonder, what's the catch? You've heard the warnings before. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. In our Old Testament reading for this day, God warns his people about the danger of false prophets, those who speak words that sound pleasing, but are not in line with the truth of God's word. This is a warning that is just as relevant for our day and age as it was for the time of Jeremiah as prophet over Judea. We too must carefully discern what we hear and be ever watchful that we do not listen to those who speak from their own imaginations rather than speaking the truth from God's holy word. To fully appreciate the context and the weight of this warning, we need to understand the time in which Jeremiah was prophesying to God's people. You see, Israel was in a great time of crisis. The northern kingdom of Israel had already been overcome and attacked by the nation of the Assyrians. And the southern kingdom of Judah, where Jeremiah lived and prophesied primarily, was on the verge of destruction themselves. The people of Judah were desperate for hope. And many false prophets had arisen, promising to them peace, prosperity, claiming that the Lord would protect them from whatever would come their way, no matter what. But Jeremiah, as God's true prophet, could see through these empty promises that the false prophets were making. He knew that the people's hearts were far from God, and that their sin was leading them further and further into destruction. These false prophets, though, spoke to the people what they wanted to hear, not what the Lord was revealing through his holy word. Their words were visions from their own minds and not from the word of God. And yet Jeremiah's message that he proclaims is radically different from that of the false prophets. He spoke the truth of God, which was often met with uncomfortability and an unwelcome nature. The Lord had said that if the people did not repent of their sins and their disobedience, they would face judgment and exile from the promised land. And this message that Jeremiah proclaimed was not popular, but yet it was still the word of God. The danger of false prophets is not limited to the time of Israel. We too face the challenge of distinguishing between true and false teaching in our own time. In our modern world today, there are countless voices claiming to speak in the name of God, offering messages of hope, prosperity, success. Many of these messages might sound good to our ears. They promise comfort, peace, and a better life. What a better message to hear. But we must ask ourselves, are these messages rooted in the truth of God's word? Or are they simply visions of man's mind and own making? The false prophets of today are often the ones who twist scripture to serve their own agendas. They may emphasize personal success and happiness, telling us that God wants us to be rich, healthy, and free from suffering in this life. While these ideas may sound appealing to our ears, they are not what the Bible teaches whatsoever. The scriptures are rather clear that the Christian life is rather one of cross-bearing and self-denial. True faithfulness to God and listening to his true word often will involve suffering, sacrifice, and endurance. In the time of the prophet Jeremiah, the people who listened to the false prophets were filled with vain hopes. They believed in the lies, trusting that God would somehow spare them from the consequences of their sin, that their sin mattered nothing in the eyes of God. But these false prophets were leading them into further rebellion, and their hopes, while they sounded good at first, were misplaced. Likewise, when we listen to the messages that distort the truth of God's word in our day and age, we are filled with false hopes. We are led to believe that God's grace is a license for us to live however and whatever way we want, or that our faith in him will result in worldly success. But this is not the gospel. This is not the Holy Scriptures. The true gospel, the true reality for us, is that we are poor, miserable sinners in need of a Savior. The true hope of the Christian faith is not a promise of health, wealth, and success in this earthly life. But the hope for Christians is the assurance of forgiveness, peace with God, and eternal life through his Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. For you see, Jeremiah's warning in our Old Testament reading today against these false prophets points us to the true prophet, who is indeed Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John, Jesus himself declares to be the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. He is the one who speaks the words of eternal life, words that come directly from the Father. Jesus is the fulfillment of all of the promises of God, and his message alone is the sole message of truth and life that can only bring to the world true and lasting hope. While false prophets speak from their own minds, Jesus speaks the words of God and God alone. He has come to reveal the truth to us, even when that truth might be difficult for us to hear. He calls us to repent, to believe in the gospel. He invites us to take up our cross and to follow him as his disciples. He offers to us forgiveness and grace, but he also calls us to live lives that are filled with holiness and obedience to his word. In him, and in Christ alone, we find the true word of God, full of grace, full of truth, full of life. As members of the church, especially here at St. Mark, we are called to continue the work of the prophets like Jeremiah. And like Jeremiah and many of the other prophets of the Old Testament, we are entrusted with God's holy word. Our task as the church is not to preach what people want to hear, but rather what the Lord has revealed to us by his word. This means that we must remain faithful to the teaching of God's holy scriptures, even when the message is hard and unpopular for us, as well as the outside world to hear from our lips. We must resist the temptation to water down the truth of God's word in order to fill our pews and even to make ourselves feel more comfortable. The church must remain vigilant in guarding against false teaching. We are surrounded by many voices in this world, both within and outside of the church, that seek to distort the truth of the gospel. We must be discerning, testing every teaching that we hear in our world today by the truth of God's word. Only in this way then we can remain faithful to the true message of Jesus Christ our Savior. For you see, Jeremiah's warning against the false prophets is a call for all of us to be faithful to the word of God this day. In a world of voices filled with those that claim to speak for God, on behalf of God. We must listen carefully and distinguish between what is true and what is false, and simply only vain hopes. Dear friends in Christ, the true prophet is Jesus Christ, who speaks to you this day the words of life and brings to us the true hope of salvation. Let us this day cling to his word and let it guide our lives. And as the church, as God's faithful, let us boldly proclaim that word, no matter the cost, no matter if it makes ourselves and the world around us uncomfortable, even if the word is unpopular to hear. Proclaim and cling to that word dearly, trusting that it is alone the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes the true message of Christ.